Now, joining me on the phone, it's the Mildura Rural City Council Mayor, Councillor Liam Wood. How are you, Liam, on a Monday morning?
Very good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. Busy weekend. Get up to anything over the weekend? Anything worthwhile talking about, at least?
Actually, it was a very busy weekend. Saturday night was a fantastic event at Mildura Arts Centre. Went to see the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra. So I'm not an orchestra person, but I'm now converted. It was a great show. So,
they'll educate you just yet.
No. And then an early wake-up call on Sunday for Clean Up Australia Day. So I went out to Redcliffe to help John Burfoot. We all know he does an amazing job, not just on Australia Day, but pretty much every day of the year. So it was great to go out and help him. And Acting CEO Martin Horton and General Manager Community Mark Jenkins came out and helped.
Beautiful.
And to say, we picked up a lot of rubbish, but I tell you what, little Redcliffe Town looked after itself as well. It was very pleasing.
It is. It's good to see. It's good to see you out and about too, and just staying busy over the weekend, just like during the week. Hey, look, let's get to it. The Meridian Road reconstruction, what's happening with that?
Yes, we finally got the $1.6 million from the Australian government for the funding to upgrade that. So that's a huge one, because obviously this is a key road for commercial freight vehicles and will improve traffic safety and access. So that's a major boost for the local agricultural industry. And it's a 12-kilometre stretch of road that very much needs to be done. So that's a really good outcome. And that should last about 6 months to complete. And I'm sure it'll get heavy usage.
I've got to be honest, I actually use that stretch of road myself when I'm sneaking out to Wentworth, living on this
side
of Mildura.
It's a good little shortcut.
It is. Aged care reform, how's the consultation going? You've got a session this week, haven't you?
Yeah, we do. And this is for the public. We've obviously been dealing with and consulting with clients and staff for a few months now after our in-principle decision earlier this year to transition out of the service delivery. So that Q&A session is Wednesday the 9th of March from 7:30 to 8:30. So please jump online, check out our page and get those details so we can get your feedback, because it's really important. It is a huge issue and a huge transition. So that's, we're dealing with 1,500 clients and over 80 staff. So I think everyone in the town has either, got someone directly in the service or working with it. So that's an important one.
And of course that was federal government pressure that had a lot to do with that, didn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It really is a decision that we haven't made lightly, and the federal government, has really put their foot down on it. So,
and just quickly, speaking of family and such, maternal and child health, the team offering sleep and setting program for local families. Tell me exactly what that's about.
Yeah, it's just a program to obviously help with families that their children are having trouble with sleep. So I'm sure there's many out there that have experienced that, but it's a great little program. And obviously, we've got over 600 babies born in our region each year, so it might be of interest to many families out there. So jump on that. If you need any more information, just call 50188277 for those sessions. But they're really helpful, so jump on.
Did you say over 600 babies born in our area each year?
Yeah. Yep, and going up, of course. So
that's huge. That is huge, isn't it?
That's right. They might be slightly higher after a couple of years of COVID.
Could quite possibly. Hey, look, Liam, I better run, but thank you very much for your time this morning. I'll let you get back to it and work out when you're going to get involved with cleaning up around the area next time.
Thank you very much.